to Madison Science Time for Kids. Today we're going to be making a pumpkin pie.
It's like science.
It's like science.
Yeah.
Okay.
So first you need one packet of graham crackers.
Okay, so we took one little square of graham crackers from the box. One package. What was that? 10 crackers or whatever?
Yeah.
Chopped them up in a food processor.
Yeah, food processor. And then we mixed. So we had one stick. Well, no, we had.
1/3 cup.
1/3 cup.
Where is your list?
Of butter.
Melted.
Melted butter. And we mixed that in with the graham crackers. And then you mix it with your hands until but while you're mixing with your hands, you need to add in 1/3 cup sugar, white or coconut.
We used coconut,
and then mix that all with your hands until it's like the texture of wet sand. And then, if you have a tin foil pie pan or a glass pie pan or something, anything like that can hold a pie, you just get all the the
wet sand mix, right? And
yeah.
You pack it in.
And then you pack it in and make it like a pie crust, or in the sides and on the bottom, and then just preheat the oven to 350, and then let that preheat, and then pop the crust in the oven
for
7 minutes.
375.
Yeah.
I do it at 350.
Oh, we do it on 350?
Yeah, do it on 350. Yeah. It's better that way.
Okay.
And then.
So then we baked it for 7 minutes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that's baking.
So.
So now we gotta move on to pie filling, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll get one. Are we using that one or another different one?
That green bowl's fine, yeah?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so first you add in the whole you need pie puree, one full container of it.
Pumpkin puree.
You just need the whole can of pumpkin puree. And just add that in slowly, basically, I guess. And then after that, we can add in 1 cup full. We just leave that out.
You add that in.
Okay. 1 cup full fat coconut milk. Once you're done with the pumpkin puree, we leave that out, but you can put it in.
What do you mean you leave
it out? What do you mean you leave it out?
Oh, no, never mind. Sorry.
You add in the coconut milk.
Yeah. Okay.
1 cup of coconut milk goes in with the pumpkin puree.
We left something out. I don't remember what. Yeah, 1 cup pumpkin puree.
Give it a little whisk.
Yeah, with like a whisk or a spoon or a fork or something. We use a whisk. This might take just a couple of seconds to like whisk it around.
1 cup brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
We do a little bit less than 1 cup.
Yeah, just because like we aren't the sweetest family in the world.
Plenty sweet on their own.
Yep. I'm pretty sure you are too.
So let's say it's about 1/2 inch from the top of the measuring cup.
Yep. Basically like 1 centimeter or something. Okay.
Mix that up.
Might spill it, but that's okay. You can clean it up once you're done.
Next, you're going to add in your spices.
Now you're going to add in your spices. 1 teaspoon cinnamon.
Let me get that.
That's just the oven turned.
Our pie crust is done.
Yep.
So Mama's pulling that out.
Yes.
Okay.
And that cinnamon, a little bit of cinnamon goes a long way. So if you can't taste the cinnamon, don't worry, it's there. It's totally there.
We leave out the ginger.
We do not use ginger. You can use 1 teaspoon of ginger, but we don't.
Yes.
1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg.
Yeah.
Nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon coming up.
One half teaspoon of nutmeg. Don't add too much. There we go.
1/8 teaspoon of cloves.
Yep.
We don't have 1/8 teaspoon,
so
we'll
do
just
a half
do
of a quarter.
A little bit. Yep.
Yeah, cause
do a half a quarter.
Mhm.
That's 1/4.
1/4.
Okay.
And then we have salt. Just use your salt shaker and put in a couple twists.
There.
It says 1/2 teaspoon, but that seems like a lot.
Yeah.
3 tablespoons of cornstarch.
Yeah.
We are using arrowroot.
Arrowroot.
Mm-hmm.
Arrowroot
starch.
But you
can use regular cornstarch.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Yep.
Three of these.
Three.
What does the cornstarch help do?
It helps thicken up the mixture that you've just made. So you have like a thick, nice pie that will be able to stay in its place and not just go everywhere.
And then you stir that all together.
The recipe we are using is vegan, dairy-free, because Madison cannot have dairy.
Yeah. And it's really delicious. I think you should try it. But of course, you can do anything you like, so you can make it dairy or non-dairy, so that's okay.
Speaking of which, what kind of butter did you use?
We used
Earth Balance
butter sticks, and we used 1/3 cup of it. This looks delicious.
Once that's all stirred, you just pour it into the pie.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget to taste before you put it in. You want to taste this?
Oh,
you
want to
try it?
Oh, you used butter in the crust. Okay.
Yeah.
Because there was no butter that got put into the pie filling.
Yes.
Okay.
Daddy, you want to try the filling?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
I like pie.
Okay. Not the pumpkin? Okay.
So bring that over here and pour it into the pie.
Okay. So we're going to be pouring this in right now.
For 1 hour.
And then we you have. And then once you get it out, you let it cool down for
30 minutes,
and then you put it in the refrigerator
for at least a few hours.
For at least a few hours until it's like, so until
first time we did it, we let it hard overnight.
Yeah, the first time we did it, we let it sit overnight.
Second time, it was only a few hours.
Second time was only for a few hours.
You just want it to not be jiggly.
You just don't want it to be jiggly at all. And you'll probably notice once it comes out of the oven and starts to cool for 30 minutes, you can shake it and see it if it's not jiggly, and I'm pretty sure that it's not going to be so jiggly. So, yeah, there you go, your pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Hope you had a fun time. I hope you had a fun time making this pie with us. Bye. See you next time. Oh, wait, what?
You got to unlock it.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you get to clean up the kitchen.